back to another episode of Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked least to most likely to grow a mullet.
Oh, fun!
Oh, okay. I have a place I want to be on this list.
Yeah, me too. I don't think it's the same spot.
Wait. First is the least?
Least. Yeah.
Okay.
First and least, Max Weinberg.
Ooh, hello. I'm Max playing Wyatt Forsythe, and I think this might be wrong because I really want to be in Rock of Ages, and I would grow my hair for that in a heartbeat. 80s rock is my jam, and I would do it.
Max would do a show mullet, yeah.
I would do a show mullet any day.
Wow, okay. I got that wrong. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. For my personal life, no chance.
Well, okay, there we go.
All right, now we're back. Next, Robin Langenhop.
Hi, I'm Robin Langenhop playing Hayden Kincaid, and I don't think I would intentionally have a mullet at any point. I have a fear that at some point I will have a hairstyle and someone will be like, you sure that's not a mullet? And then I will die inside a little bit, but it's not something I'm going for.
Okay, no intentional mullets again, yeah.
No intentional mullets.
All right.
You could go for a business in the back, party in the front kind of look.
I mean, that's basically my hair now.
That's true, actually. That is kind of what you're doing right now.
Yeah. I got a lot of undercut. Fluff.
Yeah.
It's the broccoli cut.
The broccoli cut? Get out of here.
That's apparently what all the kids are getting.
Don't make them self-conscious.
I'm a fierce Brock ally.
And finally, Rowan McStay.
Howdy, I'm Rowan McStay playing Solomon My Briar, and it is good at the top. The only question that I have is whether it would be like a gay mullet or a redneck mullet, because I do think I'm suitable for both.
A little bit of both.
Why not both?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's the gay redneck mullet. I'll do it.
All right.
I think that's the best of both worlds, because no matter where you go, you fit right in.
That's so true, actually. Yeah.
Works great.
I can go home. What? Everybody's like, one of us. I come back to New York. Everyone's like, one of us. It's perfect. Yeah.
Jesus.
Damn, why don't I have a mullet?
And with that, let's dive right in. Last time on Mage Hand High Five, you fought Boyd, who had amassed the flame's power to become a god himself. Wyatt, using a flying lion incarnation of the flame, you took him on directly, using fire attacks to destabilize him. Salome and Belinda fought Doc Dervish, who was attempting to prevent Wyatt from reaching Boyd, with Salome dispatching him. Hayden boosted Wyatt's attack and defense through igniting beacons, taking on the Wraith in the process. And in the ensuing battle, the Wraith was revealed to be one of the lost changelings, Fel, though significantly less friendly than the other Fatespun players. And when we last left off, Hayden, now downed, failed a second death save, with Boyd preparing to strike Wyatt. Where you are now. Salome, you and Belinda are currently dashing across the arena to try to get to Hayden in time. Hayden, the world is spinning around you as you lay on the edge of the arena. And Wyatt, you are still riding on the back of the flame lion as Boyd's colossal fist rears back to crash into you.
God, does he have four attacks this turn?
Yes. First one fails.
Reminder that Wyatt's got an extra +2 to AC from Shield of Faith.
Ooh.
Second one misses.
Ooh.
Third one misses.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
And as he swings back his fourth punch, it has been boom, boom, boom. He has been furiously slamming his fists into the ground. And each time he has missed you, he draws back the fourth one and brings it down past you. He misses you again.
Mm-hmm.
Four misses in a row. And you hear a voice in your ear that says, I have you, Wyatt.
Thanks, Lion.
I have you too.
And on Belinda's turn, Belinda uses her bonus action to dash, uses her movement to run the other 30 feet to get to Hayden. She pushes Mordric aside and downs a healing potion into your mouth, Hayden.
Ooh.
And what kind of healing potion is this?
Superior.
8d4
plus 8.
Hayden, you pop back up with 27 hit points.
Ooh.
Yes! Ooh. You all right, stranger?
Better than before.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Bartle.
And Belinda tosses the health potion, like the bottle, smashes it on the ground, and just looks at Mordric. Like, you couldn't do that?
Yeah.
Hayden looks up at Belinda from the floor and goes, best song you ever wrote.
She looks at you and goes, I don't get you, kid. And Hayden, it is your turn.
Okay. How can I help here?
Some of the beacons are about to go out.
Oh, that's true.
The beacon behind you has gone out.
All right, then I will stand up with half my movement, run the other 15 feet, disappear in a puff of sparkles, misty step another 30 feet, and then cast produce flame and toss it at the beacon.
Oh, the fire cantrip is so helpful right now.
Great.
That's so good.
That beacon lights and Boyd's damage output goes down.
Nice.
Ooh.
Wyatt, it's all up to you. You got this.
Hayden?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all here, kid. Come
I
on.
Was nearly dead for a whole minute there. You gotta just do your thing.
What? You nearly, what has been happening?
Don't worry about them.
You are focused on other stuff.
You got this, Wyatt. Come on, we're all rooting for you.
Great. Next in the order is Mordric. Mordric holds out his hands and goes, okay, well, that was what I was gonna do. And my flame sword is back at the other fount. I guess I'm just okay. he dashes back to his sword, grabs hold of it, and Wyatt, you gain 10 hit points.
Oh, sick.
Next is you, Wyatt.
Great. I will start my turn by combing the lion's mane to give it my last gift of spite, to give it the help action.
Okay.
As a bonus action. And then, how's Big Boyd looking?
Whatever the sort of fire equivalent of bloodied is, you see that there are rockets of flame shooting out of his body. He staggers a little bit. He looks a little unstable, both physically and emotionally.
Do I still have the plus 3d10 to my stuff, or did that go away?
That has gone out this turn.
So then just question for the lion.
Okay.
Does that just go subtract 3d10 from what it was at?
Mm.
Or does it stay super boosted?
It stays super boosted, but if the streak resets, it goes back to zero.
Great. But I'm running out of spells, everybody.
Cool.
Let's... From the lion's mouth and my two hands, I'm going to cast Scorching Ray at a second level to blast it with three rays.
All right, do it up.
18, 18, 23.
The 23 hits.
It's going to be 13 fire damage.
Mm.
And then, as that one blast hits, the recoil from it causes him to look away as the flame lion comes in to come and give him two big paws across the face.
Yeah, baby.
God. Okay.
First is a 25.
Yep.
And 26.
Both hit.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
So that's going to be 13d10 plus 16.
Why can't this lion miss?
The lion goes back and just like comets across his face for 86 damage.
Ooh. Whoa.
Damn.
He, like, boom, that clocks him.
Yeah, it does.
You see his arm sort of launch out for a second and then come back in. Like, he's starting to fall apart.
Yeah.
Salome, is your turn.
Wyatt, honey, how you feeling?
I mean, I've been better, but I'm not too bad. But he does hit really hard.
All right, we'll see what I can do. Right, Wyatt does have Shield of Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I totally want to mess with that. Wyatt, darling, would you rather keep that little shield or have me try something to make him be real still?
I'm not going to lie. Maybe keep the shield. He hits really hard.
I got you. Don't worry, honey.
It's really hard.
All right, dear heart. It's okay.
Keep that intuition, buddy. That's doing real well.
I'm going to tell you this, okay? Get a little bit closer to me as I'm running toward Wyatt. I'll be like, I can't get all the way to you, but meet me in the middle a little bit, and then you can also have these kind of auras.
Okay, Miss Holloway.
Say, Belinda, I told you I have an aura. And I run to be the closest I can get to Wyatt is 15 feet away. And I'm just going to try to draw some of Boyd's fire by opening up Thaddeus's revolver on him and just shooting him 3 times.
Cool. Go to town.
Nat 20!
Yes!
Wow.
Woohoo! One is a nat 20. One was a 17, and one was a 19.
Okay, the nat 20 hits.
Great.
The other two miss.
Damn! All right, well, it's basically like 2 hits, so that's fine. Oh, wait, is the extra D10 from this place doubled on a nat 20?
Ooh.
I think
unfortunately, I established yes.
Okay, so that's 4d10 then.
4d10? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
36 damage.
Ooh.
I rolled really high on damage. So yeah, Salome just takes out the revolver, shoots him, somehow misses this brick wall of an individual twice, but shoots
giant.
Him once successfully and says, hey, over here! Why don't you pick on somebody a little closer to your own size, but still not that big?
Salome, he's quite large. We are not anywhere near his size.
I know, but I like to dream.
Okay.
Maybe one day.
Are you still growing, Miss Salome?
Well, it depends on the shoes, dear heart.
Huh. Okay.
You say this, and Boyd's attention, like his fiery gaze turns to you. His body is starting to collapse. A little bit. It looks really unstable.
All right.
But he's still moving.
I'm gonna use my bonus action, and I know it's gonna fizzle immediately when Wyatt attacks, but it's useful because it's Boyd's turns next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna use my last spell slot, so do well, to cast Sanctuary on Wyatt.
Ooh.
And that means until the spell ends, any creature who targets him with an attack or harmful spell has to make a wisdom save. On a failed save, they have to choose a new target or lose the attack.
Awesome. Top of the round, I need everyone to make dex saves as cracks begin to spew all over the ground, launching debris so high into the air that even Wyatt, you aren't safe.
All right.
Does my lion? Or both?
Both.
Okay.
18 for Hayden.
As a 10 for Salome.
Ooh.
That's a dirty 20 for Wyatt.
Okay.
And a 19 for the lion.
Nice.
Okay. So, Hayden, Wyatt, and Wyatt's lion save.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like how you said that.
Salome, Belinda, and Mordric all fail.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
So, for everyone who succeeded, you will take 8 damage. For everyone who failed, you'll take 16.
Oh, I'm okay. Just barely still up.
As...
Oh, this is fire?
Yeah, so Wyatt, you are a little resistant to this.
I gotta do a concentration save for my lion.
My con save passed, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm at 13 HP, but it's chill. Are Belinda and Mordric still up?
Yes, they're both still up. Belinda's barely hanging in there. Mordric is Not bad, actually.
Okay. How many of my allies... This is really important, Casey. How many allies can I see?
Can you see?
Got a pretty good vantage point.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, great. Then I'm going to use my Fortune of the Many ability to give me a +3 to my save to hold on to my lion.
Nice.
I rolled a 6.
Yikes.
There you go, kid.
Okay.
I don't want to mess up in front of my friends. They need me.
Hey, you're doing great, kid. You got this.
Okay. It is Boyd's turn. Boyd, I believe, is up to... Is it 5 or 6 attacks?
5.
I believe he's up to 5.
Who are you attacking?
I'm going to say Wyatt 3 times, and then Solomon and Hayden 1.
No.
Okay, Wyatt does still have Sanctuary on him.
Yeah, can you make a whiz save for each time you're attacking Wyatt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did this a lot before you all showed up.
I know.
We did this a lot. He failed a lot.
Yeah, I feel like wisdom is not his strong suit.
But Boyd, you hear from within that the sort of flame cloud that is Boyd. He goes, oh, this shit again.
Well, I want to know how this manifests that gets that reaction, because... That means that he, like, goes to punch and gets, like, a message into his head that's like, please, like, pass
don't do
this
it.
Save.
Don't do it.
I think it makes it tough to punch the person. Like, you feel...
Makes him feel bad?
Yeah, like you start to, like, if you fail the wisdom save, your vision starts to blur, and it's really hard to hit them.
Ooh.
So, Casey, just this time, you get to hit someone else instead of me. But
nice.
Because there was no one else last time,
okay.
It just went away. So I'm just clarifying for Casey, because
yeah.
Previously he just couldn't attack me.
That's true. So he failed the first wisdom, succeeded the second one.
Okay.
And failed the third. So 2 of those attacks are going to hit Salome instead.
Great. So it's 3 for me, 1 for Wyatt, 1 for Hayden.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's see how those go. Wyatt's first... Doesn't matter when you roll a 3.
Yeah.
Solomon, that's going to be a 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
Another 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
And an unnatural 20 to hit.
That'll hit. And roll them 1 at a time, because I'm going to take some death save fails about it.
Ooh.
Okay, so that is going to be 6 points of fire damage on the first hit.
Okay, I'm still up.
Okay, great.
10 points on the second hit.
I'm down.
And 10 points on the third hit.
Okay, which I think is 2 death save fails. Am I right about that?
Yes.
All right. So Salome drops after the second attack.
He swings on Wyatt and misses. And then says,
fine. Let's see how your friends do.
And then
no!
Throws 3 consecutive punches at Salome. Just... All 3 of them connect, and after the second one, Salome is motionless.
Wyatt, your shield of faith drops as well, so the briars around you kind of fizzle.
Salome!
And that is 2 death save fails for me.
Whew.
And then he turns and rolls a 21 on Hayden.
That'll hit. Don't take
that
me down, because I need to help Salome.
That is going to be 12 points of fire damage as another fist slams down on Hayden.
Oh, I'm still up, but almost everything I regained from coming back from the dead is almost gone.
Boyd smiles and says,
how long you think they're gonna last, boy? You may dance around on your little lion, but at the end of the day, if I kill your friends, they stay dead.
My friends will be around for as long as the flame exists, which will be forever.
He smiles, and as he does, for a bonus action, you see flames come up from the fount surrounding him. And he says,
what do you think happens if you kill me? You think the power just goes back to your god? Or does he stay weakened?
All you need to do is feed the flame and it will grow. And I will feed it with my life.
You need me, Wyatt. Your little flame ain't gonna survive if I die.
Do I know that that's true?
As Boyd says this, you wonder, is there any way to know this? Like, is this utter bullshit? Is this a best guess based on this scenario? This is uncharted waters. He is stealing power from a god. There is no way to know where this power is going to go if he dies. So you don't know whether Boyd will keep it. You don't know whether it'll go back to the flame. But you also think Boyd doesn't know that.
Okay.
And it is Belinda's turn.
Cool.
Salome, she took your potion for Hayden, right?
Yes. So there might actually not be anything she can do for me here.
Well, no. Belinda looks at Hayden and says, you got any heals?
Oh, sure.
Like a potion?
I mean, if you gave me the one that... I was unconscious at the time. If you gave me the... Well, let me see. And I start rooting around in my pockets. And, oh, yep, here it is. I wasn't sure if you used mine on me or if you used the other... Well, but I got one right here.
She just takes it. She just takes it and says, all right, this is my fucking job now. I'm making sure y'all don't fucking die. And she...
Language!
She says, fuck off, kid. And runs... runs to you, Salome. So she is going to dash and then dash again. And then either for the action or the bonus action, use the potion to restore you.
Sick.
That is a 25 healing.
Ooh.
Ooh, thank you. Salome just wakes up and goes, see, Miss Bartle, you said you were really fast. I was just checking.
She looks at you and she says, I can't keep saving you.
That was a test. You passed. Good job.
That was a test. Okay.
Yeah. Also, when did you save me before? You refused to help Hayden with me. We'll hash this out later.
It's Hayden's turn. the six seconds have passed.
Yeah, fair.
First, with my bonus action, I will send Wink to where Salome and Belinda are.
Oh, Stink, hi.
Okay.
Then I will run towards them. If I run 30 feet, are they 60 feet away from me? How far away from?
They are 60 feet away.
Okay, great. In that case, I am going to, who looks worst? Salome's probably doing fine after that potion. Is Belinda, how rough is Belinda looking?
Belinda's not looking great.
Okay, I think I'm still the worst off of the three of us.
Probably. I'd say help yourself. Because also you're a healer, so it's better for you to be up than her.
I'm going to run as close as I can to the others, and then I'm going to cast a third level Cure Wounds on myself, which will give everybody within 30 feet of Wink an extra 6 hit points, including me.
Ooh. Wow. Thanks, Hayden.
Sure thing. Thanks for letting me see the little kitty.
Nope. What?
No. No. No.
I don't recall you seeing that, actually.
I heard the words as soon as I started to say them. I feel really bad now. I am so sorry.
I actually don't think... I don't think anybody here's seen that.
nor do I want to particularly, if I'm being honest. We're like siblings, that's a whole
No, absolutely not. No, that's yeah.
Belinda just looks at you, Salome, and goes, oh, so the thruple's going well, huh?
Yeah, well, it's going great. Yeah, well, we had to narrow it down after Stump left. Now it's just the two of us.
I'm gonna roll my heels now. All right, I get 22 health, and both Belinda and Salome get 6.
Sweet.
Oh, thank you, Lil Wink. Oh, I love you.
Great. Anything else, Hayden?
No. I'm good.
Great. It is Mordric's turn. Mordric is going to stay where he's at, reignite the flame. Wyatt, you get 10 HP back.
Oh, ooh, sick.
Nice.
Which actually brings us to Wyatt.
Damn, I'm glad we didn't let him die in the mines.
How's he looking?
Boyd is unstable.
Okay.
The problem is you don't know whether, like, if you kill him, he might explode. Like, he's looking molecularly unstable.
Okay. So I think this seems like a really fun time to do this because I don't know if Boyd is telling the truth or not about what's going to happen to the flame, if there isn't kind of a conduit for it.
Okay.
So I want to use divine intervention.
Ooh.
To try to maybe get the actual flame to show up a little bit.
Ooh.
As the lion defeats it to absorb the rest of his power. Maybe just absorb the flame from Boyd before he does anything.
That's kind of cool.
Could be fun. Do it.
And also, if you're not doing damage, you'll still have Sanctuary cast on you.
Yeah, the Flame Lion's doing it all. I'm just praying.
Yeah. Sanctuary's not even concentration.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Whew.
Give it a shot.
How does Divine Intervention... This has never happened on the show before, so how does Divine Intervention work?
Yeah, so Divine Intervention, I have to roll a percentile dice, so essentially a D100, and I have to roll equal or less than my level, my cleric level. So I have to roll an 11 or less on this D100.
Whew. Okay.
And if I get that, the flame shows up to do something helpful. Shows up to do something helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to see double zeros. Oh, no, I guess I could see double ones also.
Double zeros is 100.
Fuck.
No?
No, it's 54. Okay.
That's okay. Well, the flame lives in you, in your heart. In
the
your
flame
spirit.
Lives in me, yeah.
Too bad you're not level 54.
Yeah.
God, bummer, yeah.
Great. So, as a bonus action, we're having a holy turn. I'm going to use my channel divinity to harness divine power to give me a second level spell slot back.
Ooh.
So I'm going to absorb a little bit of the fire of the flame power from Boyd as I recover a spell slot.
Ooh.
So as I channel my divinity, hands out at Boyd, the fire kind of comes and coils around Wyatt and invigorates him a little bit, giving him a second level spell slot.
Nice.
Now, the lion's going to attack him.
Yeah.
Okay, so the lion is going to go and make two swipes and bites at Boyd.
Ooh, okay. Do it up.
First one is a nat 20.
Yes!
Yeah! The second one is a 5 on the die. But I don't know if that's going to matter, because I'm up to 7 consecutive hits. 8 consecutive hits.
This is so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my flame lion is going to roll 9d10 plus 8 damage.
Oh, that's so good.
Do it up.
That is 53 damage.
Ooh!
As this lion mauls Big Boyd.
Wyatt, your lion is ducking and swerving and whoosh, whoosh, just slashing at Boyd. And Boyd staggers backward. His hands brace himself on the arena's edge as these lion's claws. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Boyd snarls and says, "I'm going for the gold, kid." Throws out both of his hands, and the flame funnels as a massive fissure appears in the center of the arena. One last pull as he tries to mine for everything that the flame has. Wyatt, you know now what you can do. Ever since the start of this fight, fire has simultaneously recharged and overcharged Boyd. The fissure is the final fount. Roll insight.
25.
25. Ooh. On a 25, Wyatt, you think that if everyone poured their energy into that fount, it would tip Boyd over the limit.
Everyone, put your powers into the fount!
And he starts blasting fire spells into this hole in the ground. I'm going to a party. Are you? GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG party, a curated event designated to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether it's a zine, a massive tome, or maybe something that doesn't even have pages, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. GameFound will be having an open call for submissions from May 5th through the 26th, with crowdfunding going live this fall. Submissions will be reviewed by a panel of industry partners like Darrington Press, Modifius Entertainment, Free League, and Magpie Games. They will be selecting 15 to 25 projects that will be receiving support in the way of workshops with industry experts, marketing, one-on-one mentorship, and a community to grow with. Let this be the final push you need to make your game a reality. It's going to be challenging, it's going to be stressful, but when it's all finished, it's incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today. This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems, this isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. As an actor, I really loved their blog about how Darth Maul from the Star Wars saga incorporates the tropes of Shakespeare's villains, fools, and tragic heroes into this big sci-fi epic. Join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBCManySided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack. You're not going to want to miss it.
Hey, I'm Dre Silvertooth, and I'm a GM. You should absolutely come listen to our podcast, because I have the best heroes. They're hunting curses for the Queen of Vire, and it's going great.
I got 5 hit points.
I have a plan.
Is it to write my eulogy?
They make really good choices.
Oh God, why did I do that?
It's all according to plan. Textbook success.
How do you cram a werewolf through a 1.5-foot diameter ring?
Creatively.
Okay, so maybe not. Textbook.
Try to remain calm.
Fine. They are bad heroes. I have very bad heroes on my podcast. But they are hilarious. Come check us out at badheroescast.com or find Bad Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dork Spawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are out of combat. Hayden and Salome, do you cast spells on the fount? What do?
The only thing that I have left, I have no spells left whatsoever, and I have only 3 lay on hands. Mm. So I think I will try to access the riverbank and ask V for help.
Mm. Roll a charisma check.
Do I have proficiency in this?
Yes.
Woo! All right. 15?
Hayden, what do? We'll resolve that in just a second.
I look around. Can I spot Father Muldenon?
Make a perception check.
22.
On a 22, you look back to find that Father Muldinen has at some point arrived on the scene. He seemingly has emerged from the ruins of the surrounding arena. He is moving forward. His robes are a little tattered, a little worse for wear because of this crackering that has happened. But he doesn't look hurt.
I look over at Father Muldinen. I look up at Wyatt. And I say, I'm a little rusty at this, but we are the flame, and the flame is eternal. And I produce a flame in my hand and throw it down into the fissure.
Father Muldinen smiles. You see a flame produce in his hand, and he does the same. Salome, on a 15, you reach out. You hear... Do you call out to V?
Yeah, I think I'll say, hey, Virgil, you got a minute. Could use a hand.
That reverberates out. And then you see V appear. The same wings that spread before the fight in Blackthorn Hollow, in the mines beneath Blackthorn Hollow, sprout from their back as before. And you see their blue flamed eyes look at you.
Howdy, darling. We need to help the flame, the river's brother. I can't do anything else about it, but maybe because this is about the flame, you can do something on this plane if you're able to heal. I got nothing left.
They nod, and without another word, you see them draw from their holster, spin the revolver in their grip, and for a moment you see the legendary gunslinger that they once were.
Mm.
As they begin to open fire into the chasm below.
Meanwhile, Wyatt's like, everyone help, and then Salome just stands there with her eyes rolled back in her
head. Salome said everyone help.
This seems like a bad time for that, Miss Salome!
As he's like Kamehameha-ing fire into this hole.
All of you are firing into the pit. You see all of this renewed energy grow within the chasm. It rockets up into Boyd's arms. You see for a moment Boyd recompose as his health regains. And then it begins. He begins to shake. And he says, no, no, no. The flames that compose his body leap out like solar flares. And then for a moment he...
Oh!
He detonates. And all of that energy is thrown in every direction. There is a blinding flash, and then you all watch as the coming wall of fire builds towards you. And I need you all to make a charisma save.
Anyone around me, like anyone that is close to me within 10 feet, will add an extra +5 to that.
Okay.
Do I get this save? Because I'm like technically on the riverbank? Probably, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You're sort of between realms. You're in sure. That in that gray space.
Okay.
Not quite on the riverbank, but a little.
With a 7 on the die, that's a 21.
26 for Hayden.
Both Wyatt and the lion rolled nat ones.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
This is like when V and Salome rolled nat ones for the river.
This is like when Stump died. I got my 10 episodes. It's been good, guys.
That's a serious rap on Wyatt.
Mordric and Belinda fail.
Ooh.
Okay.
The wall of fire. It's almost silent. It's so loud. As it approaches, there is a blinding light. And you all, for a moment, wonder if you survived. Everything is white. There is nothing. And then your vision begins to settle. And you look as the wall of flame stands before you, halted. And just in front, between you and the wall, with one hand to the wall surface and one hand pointed at the chasm below, Father Moldinen redirects the wall back into the chasm. But it is killing him. You watch as the fire passes through, redirecting like a lightning bolt through Father Moldinen. He continues redirecting, and then he stumbles for a moment, but remains firm. And as the end of this flame passes through him, you all receive no damage. And Father Moldinen collapses.
I rush to him.
As does Wyatt.
Hey, Father Moldinen, you all right? Are you with me?
Wyatt, Hayden, you rush over to his side. Wyatt, you land. The lion rushes over, extends a wing, and you slide off and land next to Father Moldinen. Father's eyes flutter, and then he focuses them on both of you. And he says,
two of my brightest students. What miracles that I got to see you again.
He falters for a moment, and looking at the condition he's in, you're not sure that there's much that you can do for him. The flame is a god of death and new beginnings, and nearly all of that god's power was just coursing through him. And you think he might be a little beyond healing.
It's all right. It's all right. Wyatt, you can help him, right? You could bring him back. You've got that kind of power now.
Maybe. I haven't done it before. And Wyatt leans a hand into the crevice to try to harness a little bit of this pure flame energy to cast Revivify?
Wyatt, I need you to roll a high wisdom check. You would have to roll a 22 or higher.
So 15.
Wyatt, the flames die down in the chasm as the flame seeks to restore himself right now. Father Moldinen looks at the two of you. And he says,
"No. I see the sadness in your eyes. This is life. I regret nothing. You both were among the brightest flames I had ever witnessed. And if I were to help you shine brighter even for a moment, then I pass on whole and complete."
He smiles and he says,
"May the flame light."
And he's gone.
I grab Wyatt's hand.
Salome, you watch as Virgil bows their head.
I do the same.
They kneel beside Father Moldinen. And a flame so bright that it is hard to look at directly emerges from his chest.
These teachers shine a little brighter, don't they?
And Virgil deposits it into their knapsack.
Do you need anything? You need somebody to get your six or anything like that?
Not yet. But there's still a lot of work to be done here.
I left a little more work for you upstairs.
They nod.
I'm sorry. And I'm not.
I know.
And then they blur out. Hayden and Wyatt, you still accompany Father Moldinen's body.
Hayden, would you mind helping me gather some wood?
Of course. Actually, can I use the spell Entangle to conjure wood and vines myself that stretch out over the chasm and wrap around Father Moldinen?
I'll allow it for this.
I mean, the wilds and the flame are all part of one family, so why not connect them?
Come join me, Hayden. I know this isn't really your thing, but I think he would want you to be here for this.
Yeah, I'll come.
Hayden and Wyatt walk over to the chasm, and Father Moldinen is in the middle of this bridge that Hayden has created, and hesitates a little longer than he did before because he's never had to do this ceremony for a friend. He has only done it previously for the Bastion and Preacher Cassidy. So he hesitates a little longer, but then starts. "May the light of the flame guide your soul towards it, and may your soul be cleansed by the flame's heat. Join your siblings in the flame's embrace as we wait for our salvation." And then he tosses a flame onto the bridge to light it.
Hayden will too.
And the bridge burns. And you sit with this. As you do, Mordrick arrives, spent. And he lays down his sword at the end of the bridge, kneels, and you watch as this arena devoted to death has claimed its last life. And you look around, what's left of it is crumbling, empty, Any remaining patrons have long since fled into the desert. And then softly, very softly, you hear... And then with a... you see the jolt of a pickaxe smash through the ground. And then a small Dwerger woman hoists herself up. And she says... So this is where you all been.
Don't get me wrong. I am so glad to see you, but there is some... I have seen this horrific beast that's made of all sorts of plants and blood and animals and creations. You somehow frighten me more.
Well, thank you very much.
And then I run over and hug her.
She says, ow, ow.
Ooh,
careful.
Ooh. Oh, do you need some healing? Do you need some help here?
No, listen. Nothing a little dirt can't fix.
That's not true.
She says, she like rubs some dirt into a fresh knife wound.
No.
And says, yeah, caught the blade into some feisty woman on her way out the door. Sort of hot pink dress.
Oh,
I tell you, kind of a looker.
Oh, really? I mean, I'm sure she's probably gonna try and kill you, though.
Yeah, but she'd rub some more dirt into the wound.
Please stop.
Right. And as she sits with y'all, Belinda comes up to you, Salome. Says, so, do I have to call you Bad Scout now?
Where did he keep the ledger? I need to know.
If you're talking about some sort of little black book, probably be in his office.
Can you take me?
Yeah. I can take you.
Thanks.
Wyatt and Hayden, do you stay here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll stay together. I think as the flames consume the bridge, and we'll say, you know, it's funny, I mourned Father Muldenin years ago. I really thought he was just gone. But when I mourned him before, it was this cold anger that I held on to for so long. I know it feels different this time.
That's nice.
I just move my hand from holding his to just around his shoulders and just kind of pull him in.
And you sit in silence. Philomena catches the vibe and sits in silence. And Mordric sits making another doll. Salome, Belinda takes you through the ruined hallways of the pit, down corridors, down flights of staircases, until you reach a pair of oak doors hanging a little ajar. Now you look inside to find a large office that is, or was at one point, covered from floor to ceiling in taxidermy. Something that only Wyatt knew.
Mm-hmm.
There is a taxidermied owl bear, fully 7 feet tall, keeled over on its side on the ground. A leather sofa facing the doors. Beyond it, a glass case filled with small, what were once creatures. The heads of bison and small dragons litter the room. And at the very end is a large desk, a stained glass lamp at one corner. It's a nice desk, mahogany, green felt top. And as you go to it, Belinda tries and finds it locked. But She, with a wave of her hand, clicks it unlocked.
Tommy puts the gun away. She's going to shoot it open.
And there, in the top drawer, seemingly unbothered, is a black book.
Salome's hands are shaking with all of the fear and fury that she has had in this whole journey. And she opens the book. And the first names that she looks for are Melinda and John Patrick Forsyth.
You flip pages and find Forsyth, John Patrick, and Forsyth, Melinda.
Second name I look for is Luther Wainwright.
You look, you flip to the end of the book, and there under W's is Wainwright, Luther, and Wainwright, Mary Jean.
And after a little too much stalling, I flip to the J's and look for any of the Jamesons.
You flip to the J's. And you do not find a single Jameson.
I pocket the book and say thank you. I don't understand how he's not in here. I was so afraid that he would be.
Belinda shrugs and says, well, maybe there's some pits too low for the devil himself.
Maybe he just thought it was tacky.
She looks at you and she says, did this have to do with him? Or did this have to do with you?
What do you mean?
He's dead. Why does the amount of bad things he did in his life, does that change it?
Ever since I came out here, I keep finding out about the things he's done and the people he's killed. I don't think I knew just how deep my betrayal of the Badlands went until I got out here and found out he'd be out late a lot. I just thought he was cheating. I didn't think it was this. I keep finding out about Ford Falls and about Providence and about everything else that he's been doing, and there must have been signs. And maybe I didn't look for him because maybe I didn't want to. Or maybe he was good at hiding them. But there's got to be. I want to be like my family. I want to be like my mama raised me to be, to see the best in everybody. But there's got to be a certain point where some people are just beyond saving. And who am I but beyond saving? If I married that, and there might have been signs, and I missed him, and he went out and hurt God's only know how many people out here, while I sat in Threed and did nothing, I don't think there's a way for me to go home. Belinda, I want to burn Threed to the ground, and I want to burn with it.
Belinda turns on you. And she says, who the fuck do you think you are?
What?
No. Who the fuck do you think you are that you get to decide these things? That you get to be the almighty spirit of vengeance, Girl Scout? You think because somebody wronged you that you can go out on your own?
And about him wronging me, look what he's done to everybody.
That you think that one bad man means you get to throw your life away?
I did this.
You...
Anything that he did, I did too.
Damn, you've been hanging out with my fucking brother. You think at the end of the day, I wouldn't give anything to have Barabbas right here. You think it matters what he's done? You think it matters what Titus did to me? To us? They don't mean nothing if I have to say goodbye to my brother.
He's different.
How?
How you didn't do this. Titus did it to him.
I would love for you to explain that to him.
I tried.
And did it work?
No, I tried to tell him that my aunts are some of the best damn healers in the Badlands and that they could probably help him.
Then how do you think I fucking feel right now? God damn. You self-righteous fucking people. I don't... She slams her fists down on the desk and she says, people just want to take the weight of the world on their fucking shoulders and they don't understand that we're just people. Yeah, we fuck up. You think you're the only husband killer here? You think you're the only one who was married to somebody who was a piece of shit?
No, Melinda, but I bet yours didn't sink a whole goddamn town.
Oh.
I bet yours didn't kill the fucking pontifex.
Do you? Okay. Do you want to compare husband sins?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to compare husband sins.
I do, Miss Bartle. Tell me what he had coming.
You know what? Why don't
to
you
deserve this hairpin?
Why don't you buy me a fucking drink and we can talk about it? But until then, why don't we stop bitching and moaning about men? And we start, I don't know, moving forward. I miss my mama more than anybody. But Barabbas killing Titus ain't gonna bring that back. And you raising three to the ground? How many Salomes you think you're gonna make?
I've never met anybody there worth saving.
All right, well...
Well, you know, except Hayden and Stump and Wyatt and everybody fucking else. Look, I'm sorry. I will try... not to kill everybody and their sister in Threed.
She sighs and says, kill whoever you want. I got a brother to find.
Miss Bartle, can I help?
She starts to stride for the door. She says, not like that.
All right, well, what do you want then? You want me to forgive myself? Now? How many more things do I have to find out that I missed or overlooked or was responsible for and keep forgiving myself for? Hell, everybody keeps saying to do it, but I don't know that I can. I can try, but I don't know if I can go home after this.
Tears well up in Belinda's eyes. And she says, ain't that always the question? Ain't that always the question? Listen. If you find a way to forgive yourself and move forward, give me a ring.
We're going to Twin River.
I'm going to Threed.
To get our people together, and then we're going to Threed.
At the risk of sounding like my brother, I ain't got the time to wait.
Y'all better not do anything stupid before we get there.
That cracks a grin, and she says, we're the Bartle siblings. Stupid's what we do.
Look, just don't let him go killing Titus and walking out into the sun. I really do think we can help him. You should meet my aunts. They're really good at what they do. I think they could help him.
She nods and says, right.
Look, I think I need to talk to my aunts about this. And I think I need to talk to Hayden and maybe Wyatt, depending on if he wants to know. But I'll try. I'll try, okay? I'll try. For no other reason than because I think I kind of like you, Miss Bartle.
Don't pin this on me. Change because you want to. And she leaves.
I want to implant a memory of Stump explaining that all you can do is try to do good moving forward after you've done bad your entire life.
Yeah. God, Salome thinks about Stump and about what he said and what Belinda said, and knows fully that you're both right. Of course you are. But as she tries to sit with that and take it in, I think there is still just this deep fear and shame that have tied themselves into a knot in her stomach around Thaddeus. And as she tries to sit with that and take it in, I think she hits that knot and is just not fully able to make herself believe that she is worth some sort of redemption or forgiveness. But as she tries, because she does try, her hand kind of drifts up to her hair to check for Belinda's hairpin.
It's gone.
Great.
Hayden and Wyatt, you said the sun's beginning to go down. There's not much left of the bridge now. It's long since collapsed into the chasm. And Mordric looks over at the two of you. And he says,
I understand what a good mentor means. I'm sorry for your loss.
I was just saying to Wyatt, I already had this loss. I think I got something back this time.
Then you're fortunate. Even in your misfortune.
Wyatt only kind of hears this conversation as he continues to stare into this cavern. It's once again a parallel to that first fight on the train when his adrenaline left after he killed the first person. And he's just tired and sad and doesn't really know what to do about anything anymore. He got Father Muldenin back for all of 3 seconds. The first person to ever really care about him and make him feel special.
This might be misguided, but Hayden will grab Wyatt's hand again and cast Produce Flame just so that they can feel the pain together.
And the fire burns. But you feel its warmth. You feel its light. And Wyatt, you feel the flame's warmth enshroud you, covering you like a blanket. And your sorrow and that warmth and that exhaustion heavies your eyelids. And you sleep. And you heal. And you grow. Though it may take time, you continue. And that is where we'll pick up next time.
Listening to another episode of Mage Hand High Five, The Badlands. Want to show your support for our show? Want to hear us talk more about it? then check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehand-high-five. We've got all kinds of different tiers, one to just show your support, another to get extra goodies like homebrew content, early access to merch, and a whole second extra podcast. And then if you really want to go to the distance, we have an even bigger tier that has all of the above, plus a monthly live stream and creative content from us and the cast that you can't get anywhere else. Check all of that out over at patreon.com/magehand-high-five. Thanks to Jacob Kirstner for our music and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website at magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Discord, Blue Sky, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Magehand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. Do it now. You're not busy. I'll wait. And now I'm going to shout out all of our original and up high subscribers over on Patreon. And as always, I'm going to do it in one breath. Crimson Crown, finding new ways of making Robin regret giving me this power, so I'll make it as long as possible. Fear me, Robin. Michael Carey, Marinette, Multi, Azure, Luke Sharples, Miranda Couple, Jay, Theo Wells, White, Lindsay, Dale Heimbecker, DM Dippy Fresh, Darth Zelda, Deborah Jacobson, Jackson Maurer, Ocarina Sonata, Mads the Jelly Cube, Morgan Faber, Kathleen Ayers, Cullen Wilbur, Trot Relief, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken, Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, AM Lovelies, Allison DeVevis, Dust Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Force, Doki, Liz, Gary Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Elton Soldier, Lotta Pan, Glory Hickman, and I'm fine. This is going great. I'm good. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your folks about the show. Tell the sweet little neighborhood crow that's hopping around the area. You give them a podcast recommendation and they'll give you a shiny button. And when you do, use the hashtag MHH5 and hey, how about a high five?